Yes, time for a Left of Lansing political take with yours truly, Pat Johnston, who's never been far away, but I do apologize for my absence. I'd like to say a quick word about how Michigan Democrats are trying to make a dent here with gun safety. You know, the recent tragic shooting at a Christian school in Nashville, which killed 3 children and 3 staff members this week, is really a scene all too familiar here in the United States. This is on the heels of the Michigan State University shooting last month, which left 3 students dead and injured several others. Plus, it also left many emotionally scarred for probably the rest of their lives. Now, for my adult life, guns are treasured more than lives in America. As a progressive, I'll admit that I even shied away from the gun control debate during my time on talk radio back during the 2000s. I became even more discouraged and despondent after the Newtown shooting, and how even the deaths of 20 children didn't move enough people to prevent a similar tragedy from happening in the future. True, the right wing was against anything President Obama pressed back then, but it was much deeper than just their hatred for a black president. It proved that for all their sanctimony about the preciousness of human life, right-wingers cared more about a gun than protecting children. Not only that, they proved how little they actually cared about the rest of us who just wanted to live with liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Usually when a mass shooting occurs, the far right-wing Republican Party calls for more guns, of course. That's especially true with Republican state parties and especially true here in Michigan. Let's not forget how Michigan Republicans pushed bills erasing the requirement of someone needing a license for a concealed firearm. The current minority leader in the state Senate, Republican Eric Nesbitt of Porter Township, introduced such a measure last year when Republicans still held legislative power. So, after the Oxford shooting, which resulted in the deaths of 4 students while injuring 7 others, the radicalized right-wing state Republican Party solution was to make it easier to buy more guns, not to try to make it harder for some people, especially dangerous people, to buy guns. They wanted to make it easier for those people, for the dangerous people. They wanted to make it easier for those people to buy guns. I get it. It's all about owning the libs for the right wing. They live for those moments, which is why they have no policy ideas whatsoever. Now, that doesn't mean the right wing will stop blaming everyone else or everything else other than guns for gun violence. For example, we've learned that the shooter in the Nashville tragedy was female, but who identified as transgender. Naturally, this allowed the right wing to turn its focus on its pure bigotry towards transgender Americans. The right wing has spent the past few years demonizing transgender people, drag queens, and anyone else who identifies under the LGBTQ flag. And so once news of the shooter became known, it didn't take a second for right wingers to turn their ire towards transgender people. In fact, I've even seen it on Twitter where some are saying that transgender Americans don't deserve to own guns. Kind of like what I guess the Nazis would have thought, right? While most mass shooters are male and many are radicalized by the right-wing media, anytime the right wing can turn its ire and declare war against a minority in this country, you can bet it'll do just that. And it'll do it by using fear. But the point is to get us to stop paying attention to the common denominator in all mass shootings, whether it's done by male, female, transgender, white, black, Christian, Muslim, whatever. The common denominator is guns. Guns are the problem, and guns are what's killing kids. Firearms are the number one cause of death for children ages 1 through 19, not car accidents. That's amazing. And firearms account for 20% of all childhood deaths in America. Firearm deaths for other wealthy nations account for just 2%, 2% of childhood deaths, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. So what's the prevailing Republican point of view? There's really nothing we can do to stop gun violence. I mean, that's what Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett said. I mean, he said that yesterday. I mean, what's he even there to do then? Oh, right. To protect the gun lobby. Nothing will change in the federal level here in the near term, especially bringing back the successful assault weapons ban, as long as the House of Representatives is held by Trumpian Republicans. But one state party, along with the help from smart, insightful activists, finally took power back to fight against the gun lobby. That's right. In Michigan, Democrats are fully in charge of state government once again, for the first time in 40 years. One big reason for the blue wave in the state is that voters were tired of allowing the NRA to run the state legislature. Democrats ran on a bunch of things, but they also ran on passing some popular gun safety reforms, and they were working on doing just that when the shooting at Michigan State University happened. Voters demanded immediate action, but unlike other times where a Republican legislature would simply ignore those demands like, ha, you're just a little people, what do you know? We're bought and paid for by the NRA and by the DeVos family. We don't care what you think. Oh, and by the way, we'll give you thoughts and prayers, though, too. Yeah, so while Republicans did that, Democrats finally had the ability to do something. Finally. The Democratic State House and Senate are working on passing bills requiring background checks for all unlicensed guns and ensuring that all firearm purchases go under a background check. They've also passed a red flag law that allows the court to remove firearms from someone deemed a risk to themselves or to others. And on top of that, the State House passed safe storage bills, which are being sent to the State Senate right now. These bills will guard against young people gaining access to their parents' firearms. Now, this is significant because according to the Gun Violence Prevention Group Everytown, there was an 11% decrease in firearm suicide rates for kids 14 to 17 years old in the 24 states that passed similar storage laws. Now, these bills are inching closer and closer to reaching Governor Whitmer's desk. Hallelujah. Sensible legislation. No one's going after your guns. It's not Nazi Germany, yet that's what the Michigan wacko Republican Party pushed in a tweet comparing these bills to the Holocaust last week. And if you were thinking the head of the party, the disgraced Christina Caramo, would walk back that tweet, well, this is the Trumpian Republican Party here in Michigan, which views all apologies as weakness. We shouldn't be surprised by the Michigan Republicans' extremism. The entire Republican Party across the nation has been taken over by the right-wing Christianist movement, which looks awfully like fascism to me. Again, Republicans keep hoping you'll blame books about African-American history, LGBTQ history, or let's face it, American history in general, rather than blaming guns for gun violence. That's why Michigan Democrats, both on the state and federal levels, can't be satisfied with these victories. Yes, the victories Democrats are lined up to have here on gun reform legislation in Michigan is significant, but it's only a beginning. It's time to remain on the offense. Democrats must call out Republicans for blocking ways to protect America's children from the number one cause of child deaths in the country. Point to them, Democrats. Point to them and put the pressure on them by telling voters that it's the Republicans who don't care about keeping your kids safe. It's Republicans who want your kids to get shot up. It's the Republicans who only care about getting money from the gun lobby. Tell them it's the Republicans who don't give a damn about child safety. They only want the gun lobby's money. Now, Democrats, is not the time to stop. We must continue. And in Michigan, hey, Democrats are off and running. Are the bills perfect in Michigan? Will they stop all gun deaths? No. As Democratic State Representative Kelly Breen of Novi told Gongwer News Service, there's no reason in the world why we can't, at least prospectively going forward, try to make a dent in the problem. Let's hope that Democrats can make more than just a dent. But in the end, it's up to all of us to make sure that they do. You can always email me. That's leftoflansing@gmail.com. Visit leftoflansing.com. And as always, thank you, Michigan.